Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
That it is. Robin Drake with us talking about the latest statement that was made from the judge in the trial of Alec Murdaugh. Very interesting statement. That was made. I have Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. And we're kind of analyzing behavior here. Judge Clifton Newman saying that he committed unforgivable, unimaginable crimes. And there's no way he'll be able to sleep peacefully. He also went on to say that he believed that he had no doubt that Alec loved his wife, loved his son, despite the fact that he murdered them. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I read that too, and he seems spot on. I mean, what a calm, collected judge he was. Mm-hmm. You know, and it just inspires you to really have faith in our system and faith in our law institutions that he was so poignant, spot on, yet rational throughout it.
Yeah,
I think he was spot on with that. You know, when you saw Murdaugh's reactions a lot of times, and you and I have spoken about this before, this guy was a life in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And when you throw chaos and learned behaviors of dysfunction, of unhealthiness, just his whole business transactions and what he witnessed for his entire life, he had nothing but repetitions of mastery of chaos. And his problem-solving skills were so left of center that this is what the solution he came up with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, like the judge said, I think he had the full capacity to love and care for his wife and son, but his problem-solving skills were so unhealthy. And then you throw on top of that, I think his drug addiction played a major role in his decision-making process. He killed so many brain cells along that path. And in the throes of addiction plus unhealthy behaviors, you're going to do a lot of really dumb things that he did. And so it doesn't mean you don't have remorse for him, but I think it's exactly that. And I am still curious as whether in his mind it was his intent to kill his son and his wife. I still think that was a mistake. You know, like maybe it was just one, maybe it was, who knows? It's just so much crazy in there.
Is his version of love different than what the rest of us feel, though? I mean, is his version more conditional, if you will, or is it is it even love? Is it, I've witnessed other people express what this appears to be love, so he could kind of mimic it in public settings and around certain people. But did he really ever truly feel, you know, love for his family, or were they just things? Just as much as a cup of water on a table is a thing, were his family basically more things that he could manipulate or move or do whatever he felt he needed to do, regardless? Because that doesn't seem like love, if that's what that is.
What a fantastic question, Tony. That you are talking about the core of everything when it comes to understanding and human behavior, and that is context. Mm-hmm. Understanding how the other person defines these emotions, defines these conditions, is so paramount to understanding and being able to gauge reactions, gauge problem solving. And that is a question we don't know, mm-hmm. you know, because we don't have, or, you know, you and I don't have our psychologist hats on, and we don't have degrees in this, and we haven't done a psychopathy, you know, test on him to see whether he actually is edging up towards psychopathy, which he just is going to mimic emotions of others. So we don't know from our context, we can guess at it, what his definition of love is, what the behavior looks like, whether he's mimicking it from what he's seen or whether he's feeling these things. I think there's probably going to be a lot in there. I think he's got a lot of learned behaviors on what he needs to do to be successful from his time in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. I think he knows what juries are looking for, so he tried to act those things out during it. I think there's a part of him that does have love and compassion, because there was people in his life that did genuinely like him, from what I understand, and probably his family as well. So there's probably a semblance of that, but also there's probably a semblance of psychopathy that comes in there as well, because it's never just all one thing. I think it's a blend of all of it. But really, really great point that context is so important to understand what the other person defines things as.
Family annihilator was the term that was used quite a bit. I think it actually initially started with all of us on the shows that we're on, and we're talking about this stuff. I think Jennifer Coffendaffer was one of the first to kind of throw that out there. But it was, I think it rings true in my opinion. I'm curious as to your take on it. Of course, family annihilator, essentially meaning someone who they can't handle, they can't deal with the shame that they may have brought onto their family and the reaction that family is going to give them and what that will do to their ego, to their psyche, to everything. So rather than feel that pain that family is going to be directing at you, and that shame that family is going to be directing at you very soon, once they know all the stuff you've been hiding, it was easier and emotionally right in his mind to just eliminate them rather than deal with their looking down on him, their shame that they would have for him being a part of their lives, essentially. Is that where you believe Alec was, or do you think it was something else?
I think it's spot on, with definitely an element, because we see that element, you know, playing out, and it makes a lot of sense. It fits a piece of the puzzle. But kind of like we were just saying a few minutes ago, I don't think it's the entire picture. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I say that is because if he's if all this was 100% out of being a family annihilator, and what a catchy term that is, then why not kill more? And, you know, so I think he was maybe too self-centered to be completely. Yeah, I know the family annihilator, you are super self-centered, but at the same time, I think there's elements of there I think might not be at the 100% mark, mm-hmm. because, you know, when I hear family annihilator, I'm almost thinking suicide by cop kind of things, you know, or you take out your entire family, then kill yourself or be willing to die in the action. So I know it's not it totally, but I definitely think that played a huge element in of it, no doubt. But I also think him trying to get the heat off of him because of his financial issues, because he wanted to survive.
Yeah.
And this might be been a way for him to survive as part of it, because if he was a total family annihilator, I would think he'd strategize taking out more.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting that Buster was not part of the annihilation.
And that's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah, that is an interesting aspect to all of that. But there seems to be a lot of family annihilating that goes on. I mean, obviously, we have some of these high-profile cases that really garner the attention of everyone because there's a lot of interesting arms to it that spider out and make it very compelling. But just day to day, if you watch the news, you'll see these sort of things happening all the time. They're just not quite as, I guess, in depth. They're not a family dynasty or this or that. It's just, you know, somebody in Brooklyn or whatever that ends up doing these sort of things to their family. Recently, we saw it with the dentist that basically killed his wife. Maybe it's not family annihilator, but it's someone who found the solution to their problems to somehow in their mind logically be poisoning his wife over the course of a good period of time and then blatantly flying his mistress in and thinking that there's no way he's going to be caught. He's too smooth for this. There's a lot of people like that. And it seems that, I don't know, can we identify these people earlier before these sort of things happen? Are we not very well equipped to identify these sort of things as people? Because when you have a spouse, you know, you want to see the good in them. People end up staying in abusive relationships for very long periods of time because they're not seeing what everyone else may be able to identify. I guess with things like this, is there more education that we can do for ourselves, more awareness which one could have of the possibilities of those closest to us when they get into the places that could go down these very dark paths?
Yeah, I do think there is things we can do. It's things that I speak to most of the time when I'm doing the talks and training that I do, and that is in the realm of building trust and healthy relationships and good, healthy communication. And preventing, and it's funny because it actually is linked to how do we prevent ourselves from being taken advantage of and being manipulated by others, and how do we recognize that?
Sure.
Believe it or not, as human beings, we're really good at it. And here's what we're really good at. We're really good at recognizing when we see red flags. Mm-hmm. Everyone sees red flags around us all the time. But what happens is we don't believe our red flags. We want to rationalize them away. And most times what happens is we get emotionally attached to an outcome that we want to have happen. So we're going to blow by these red flags. And red flags are caused by unhealthy people that are incongruent with their words, actions, and deeds. Because when we see these incongruencies between, hey, someone's saying the right thing, but man, they're non-verbally just off. There's something not right. Their tempo's off from what they're saying. You know, they're inconsistent with they're saying one thing and they're not following through on another. All these things give us these red flags, but we blow through them because we want to believe the best in people. And this isn't believing best or worse in people. This is just seeing what is.
Yeah.
And since we really are horrible at that, because we're not objective for ourselves, we can do this for others, though. And this is what the key is. I think having a loving critic in our lives that when things look like we might have a red flag, that we can trust them to act in our best interest and not the outcome that we're seeking. And so this is where you share with someone that's close to you and say, hey, here's what's going on. What are your thoughts? The key when doing this, though, you have to listen to their thoughts. And this takes a great amount of humility and self-awareness, because the most important thing all of us can do to prevent these things is identify things that just don't look healthy. And I call it crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to accepting reality on reality's terms. And that's the thing most of us don't ever want to do or are not very good at. It seems. Totally agree. We're very good at identifying or having those feelings, but then to actually listen to those feelings and take the appropriate action, we're not the greatest at that. And I wonder if that will improve over time, or if it's going to get worse over time, as people do seem to be a little bit more self-indulged and such. And we do have kind of a more narcissistic culture coming up. Are these sort of things going to increase, decrease? I don't know. I'd almost, my gut says, you know, increase. I'm not trying to be pessimistic, but the more you have personalities like this that are so self-absorbed, would it not lead to more heinous things happening simply because, you know, people can snap, people can, you know, go off the edge and make very, very bad choices. And if statistically we have far more narcissists out there than we had in the past, I don't know if that's going to increase or decrease.
Well, luckily there's people like you and I out there trying to right the ship the other way again. and it does take a huge amount of humility and the ability to be vulnerable and the ability to say, hey, here's what I'm not good at. And that's a rough thing. Because the greatest challenge we face right now, I think, in all these things, like you said, narcissism's on a rise and this self-centeredness is because everyone gets so caught up in the cult of more.
Yeah.
We want more. And instead of being informers where we present information for others, like we're doing right here, we're being me formers and look at me, look at me, look at me. And we're at constant competition against the cult of more. And this is what drives ads on TV, on Facebook, on everywhere else, and that's the unhealthy part of it. So I think more people out there that realize, hey, here's how you can be the beacon of light, because believe it or not, people are more attracted to light and positive than they are the negative. And so we just need some good beacons, you know, like you out there pumping up that beacon of light. Here's the path to solve the problem. And it's really not that complicated. Have a good, healthy relationship with at least one person that can be your loving critic so that you're there for each other. When things start going sideways with someone around you, you can do the intervention before it goes crazy.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Robin Drake, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Thank you so much for joining us. You can check out Robin's website at peopleformula.com. My name's Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we follow for you right here. Even get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. Try it for 3 days free, too. Stay with us.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today. You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.